I guess, first off, I would consider myself the artist and the designer mm-hmm. of this piece. And I worked, you know, even back, you know, when Jeff Long was there, obviously, when it began. And they had been to NC State, and so I did a 34-footer there with 30-foot waterfalls on it. And anyway, that's where they decided they wanted one and contacted me. And flew down there, and we started working on a plan. And, you know, we were originally looking at a site south of the stadium is where it was going to go. And it kept just getting encroached on by the highway, and eventually they made the decision to do the North Stadium, North End build-out. And so then, obviously, the monument was moved, which kind of shut us down for about 2 years, 2.5 years. And but this started for me just prior to January 2013. So I've got 5.5 years in this thing right now. But anyway, you know, we had certain criteria that we wanted to meet. We wanted a lot of wow power. We wanted to really enhance the brand and their logo and the athletic programs there at Arkansas. So we took all the criteria of what we wanted, and we wanted, and I know I'm kind of known in the industry, and I've probably done more really big monuments than anybody in the country, but I call them interactive bonds, where, you know, my theory is that the more senses you can tweak with the viewer's sensories, such as audio, music, movement, lighting, water features. So I try to use all the sensory elements to make it more interactive with the viewer and make it a really powerful statement, all the while trying to enforce and enhance their logo and their brand, basically, mm-hmm. because that's really what it's all about, is branding. So it started out physically with sketches, and I did some drawings and got us kind of on the same page a little bit, and I was showing them different ideas, and I went down there, met a couple different times, and went over ideas. And the very original, have you ever seen the model, what we call the maquette, that's already down there?
I have not.
Well, in one of the buildings there is a and I have some photographs.
You mean the smaller model of the statue?
The smaller model.
Yes, yes, I have seen that one. Yes.
Okay. Well, I created that entire model in clay. I used an oil-based clay that will not dry, and so that's where I began. Because from our drawings, we had a pretty good idea of what I was going to try to accomplish, mm-hmm. and so we started formulating. It took me 6 months just to do the sculpture of the mountain and the hogs. And then after that was done and approved down there via pictures and all of that, then there had to be a mold made of that, which is made in parts in a rubber material backed by either plaster or foam. Mm-hmm. In this case, it was foam. So, and then the Lost Wax method of casting is what we used, and that's really the only method known today where you can get that without going through the same process that I'm about to tell you. And so you end up with a mold that, just say on that maquette, each one of those hogs were done individually, and each hog may have had 6-7 molds on it in different parts, so you could get behind the legs and all that sort of stuff. And then what the foundry does, I worked with the foundry in Loveland, Colorado, that's the largest foundry in the United States, as far as I know, and one of the best. And so they take that mold and you pour wax in it and let that set up, cool. It'll get hard when it's still hollow. And then you roll it in what they call a slurry. It's sort of a white beach-looking sand. It's sort of the same thing they do in ceramics. You wet it slosh material and roll it in the sand, and you let it dry. You keep doing that, you get a thin shell, I mean, maybe a mold that's half an inch or to an inch thick, and then they fire it, and then all your wax runs out. So then they take that shell and they pour molten bronze in there, about 2200 degrees, and let it cool from the outside, up inside of the mold, but towards the middle. And when they get it where it's sitting up maybe a quarter of an inch thick, then you turn that mold upside down and pour it out. So you now have a hollow metal piece. Now, this is just one part of a hog or a mountain or whatever it may be. And so you do all your molds that way, and then they all have to be welded together with bronze rods, so forth, and you rebuild what I sculpted in metal. So all the seam lines were all these multiple pieces of the mold and the part that comes out of them are welded together, but use grinders and all sorts of tools to match the texture of the surface on both sides. So you end up with a metal piece. Like the small hogs ended up being, you know, one hog, each one of those was a solid, not solid, it was hollow, but still it was solid bronze. And then they're all welded together. We had to cast the mountain, in this case, on the model, also in bronze, done the same way. So at the end of the day, you have a complete, what you saw down there as the model, that's all bronze from the wood up, or the granite up, that is all in bronze metal. And then with all your chasing done, then you go in there and you do a hot acid patina by firing the metal, and that's how you get the patina on it that you saw. So that's just the beginning. So to get it from that size, now our task after that is to take that model and then build it, I don't know how many times bigger it was, I think 7.8 times bigger, and so it all has to be to scale. So we used another company in Colorado that does digital point-ups. So we'd make a wax out of all what you saw on the model. That was all done in pieces. The hogs were separate in wax, hollow inside. They're given to this company down there, and they have an arm that has a cutter on it. And on the other side, and this is all digitally computed to make that enlargement. So they're done in approximately 2 to 3 foot square chunks of blue foam. And as one arm, the tracking arm follows this might be more information than you wanted, but I'll just give you the process. Okay. And as it follows the wax on one side, then your cutter arm over here, and on a bigger scale, is cutting it out in foam at the same time, out of one block of foam. So at the end of the day, on these big ones, the first two had 77 parts in the mold. So we had to cut 77 pieces and then glue all the big chunks of foam. It had to be trucked up to Montana on a tractor trailer. And we have a big studio there for that process. All those pieces, which have a metal armature inside them, were put back together so that all the hogs ended up being just like the model, but in foam. And then I had to then go over and reclay the surface of the foam and re-sculpt it and go through the whole process again. We had to make the molds, go through the wax, the firing, the whole bit, till you end up in a big hog that's all metal now.